From Hollywood, the Sweeney and March program.
I'm Bob Sweeney. I got a blue pencil.
I'm Hal March. I've got a red pencil.
We write purple together.
Bob, please.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present the Sweeney and March program, starring the young comedy stylists Bob Sweeney and Hal March, with music by Lud Gluskin and his orchestra, and featuring the songs of the Sweeney and March Choral Society. And I'm Bob Lamont. Well, once again, it's time to visit Bob Sweeney and Hal March, the Rover Boys who became radio comedians. They're in their office on the fifth floor of the CBS building in Hollywood, where they're relaxing, each with his favorite magazine. Hal is reading Beauty Parade.
Girls.
And Bob Sweeney is reading Outdoor Boy.
Boy, you can have that old Beauty Parade, Hal. Outdoor Boy, that's a man's magazine.
Fine, Bob.
Hey, Hal, there's a letter in here to tell all the junior rangers from the chief ranger.
No.
Yeah. He says, hello, junior rangers. There's the chief.
Please, Bob.
Everybody get out there. Get the answers.
Bob, please. Bob,
please.
Bob, please. Bob.
You guys are...
Bob.
The rangers.
Bob, I'm trying to read my magazine. Lower your voice, please.
This week, junior rangers...
Bob, please lower your voice.
This week, Junior Rangers...
Lower your voice.
This week, Junior Rangers...
Please lower your voice.
This week, Junior Rangers...
Now, stop it.
I would...
Please.
Okay, Hal.
Please, Bob, you read your Outdoor Boy and I'll read my Beauty Parade.
All right.
What's this advertisement? Girls, be glamorous. Add beauty to your figure. We help Jane Russell, we can help you. New modern method, Dr. Arthur Marks, foot specialist.
Hey, Hal.
Huh?
Listen to this. My magazine's got an ad in it, too.
I always got a better one.
I gave the audience money. Listen now. Boys, come to Lake Waukehiki, summer camp. Live a rugged life. Bring your own blankets. Sleep out of doors. Hunt and cook your own food. Only $20 a week, room and board. How about that, Hal? Let's go there for the summer, huh?
Bob, summer camps are for kids, not for us. We are going on a vacation, but not to a summer camp.
Oh, sure. You say we're going on a vacation, but you never listen to my suggestions. Well, where are we going? We're not going to a summer camp.
Bob, don't get excited. I just haven't made my plans yet.
Yeah.
I thought we might go down to a travel agency today and get some information on a place.
Oh, boy, a travel agency.
Yeah.
Can we go to a travel agency right now?
Okay, little partner, we'll go now.
Well, I'll get my coat, Hal.
Your coat, Bob, it's boiling today. It's 90 in the shade.
Yeah, the shade. But there's no telling how cold it is out there in the sun.
Oh, come on.
The Sweeney and March Choral Group sing You Don't Learn That in School.
Now listen to me, children, and take some good advice. I'm gonna tell you something, don't make me say it twice.
You can put away your lessons, throw away your books.
I'm gonna tell you what cooks.
Venus was a woman who had a lot of charms. But she got so much hugging, she wore out both her arms.
But you don't learn that in school. You don't learn that in school. There ain't no doubt about it.
You don't learn that in school.
Napoleon was a soldier, the bravest ever seen. He never feared a battle till he met Josephine. You don't learn that in school. No, you don't. Doubt about it, you don't learn that in school. Now listen to Gluskin, won't you hear him play? Here is your lesson for today. had in school. Never, no, never, never. Take my advice, no, you don't learn that in school.
Let's see, the travel agency should be along here somewhere. Let's see. Pet shop, poultry store, cheese shop, fish market, army surplus store. Oh, look, Bob, they're having a sale on gas masks.
Hey, here's the travel agency, Hal, right next to the army surplus store.
Oh, good, let's go on in.
All right.
We'll ask that fellow over at the desk there for some information.
Yeah, okay.
He'll be able to help us.
May I help you, gentlemen?
Oh, what the... We're looking for a nice place to vacation at.
I see. Then might I suggest Hawaii? Beautiful, tropical Hawaii. Yes, yes, beautiful Hawaii. Land of the pineapple and hula dancer. You haven't lived until you've seen a pineapple do the hula dance. It is here among the swaying potted palms, swaying because they're potted, that many wish to spend their dying days. It was here in Hawaii that Robert Louis Stevenson wrote his immortal book.
No, 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 we don't want to go to Hawaii.
You don't want to go to Hawaii?
No, no.
Then might I suggest Paris. Gay, lilting Paris. Yes, gay, lilting Paris. Birthplace of the postcard. It is here in Paris that one may sip rich Dubonnet wine from grapes crushed by the tiny feet of dirty little children. It is here among the sidewalk cafes that many wish to spend their dying days. It was here in Paris that Robert Louis Stevenson wrote his immortal book.
No, we don't want to go to Paris.
You don't want to go to Paris either?
No, no.
Nor Hawaii?
No. Have you any other suggestions where we might go?
Yes. Shh. It is here among the fiery furnaces and the lost souls that Dante wrote his immortal book.
No, thank you. Come on, Bob.
Okay, Hal.
Hey, now what do you want?
Goodbye.
Smart guy.
Yeah, smart guy. Oh, where are we going to go on a vacation now, Hal?
Well, Bob, I've been thinking it over, and your camping idea isn't at all bad. Of course, we'll need some camping equipment.
Well, then why don't we buy all our stuff at the sports section of Woolworths?
Woolworths? No, no, Bob. When you buy at Woolworths, you're just paying for the name.
Yeah. Well, then where are we going to buy our stuff?
Well, there's an army surplus store right next door here. All we'll need is some blankets, a couple of cots, and a tent. They sell all that stuff cheap.
Yeah, oh, you mean this place right here?
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, yeah. Let's see, the sign in front of the place says, buy gifts for all occasions here. Watch the little woman's eyes light up when you walk in the house with a flamethrower.
Let's go in and price some equipment.
Okay.
Bob. Welcome to the war surplus store. Boom! What can I do for you, Mac?
Well, Mac, me and my partner, Little Mac, here, we're going on a camping trip.
Gonna have a little bivouac, eh, Mac?
Oh, you talk the language, huh, Mac? Did you spend time overseas?
Oh, yeah, Mac. I was on most of the Pacific Islands.
Well, what division were you in, Mr. Mac?
2nd Trombonist Meston, 5th Armored USO Band, under the command of Rudy Vallee.
Gee, a commando.
Now, what we'll need, Mac, are some blankets, a couple of cots, and maybe a tent.
Don't you boys want to go hunting?
Oh, sure, we want to hunt, sure.
Then, of course, you'll want to buy one of these bazookas.
A bazooka?
Yeah, you're in the woods, you see an elk, you take aim, and bam, boom!
No, thanks. I don't care for hash.
Look, all we want is some blankets and a couple of cots in the tent. Now, how much will that cost?
Nothing.
Nothing? How come?
Because we don't sell them.
You don't sell blankets, cots, or tents?
No, who'd buy those silly things? Now, how about a water-cooled Browning machine gun?
No. And let's go, Bob.
Yeah, let's go, Al. Come on.
Fine Army surplus store.
Hey, what about a prisoner of war to do your housework?
No! Well, Bob, I guess we'll just have to think of another way to spend our vacation.
Well, when are we going to leave on this vacation?
Well, the way I've got it figured out to take full advantage of the time we have and map the itinerary to its utmost efficiency, we should leave next Sunday night.
Oh, boy, that's swell, Al. Yeah. Well, we leave next Sunday night, and then when do we come back?
Next Monday night.
But, Hal, that's only one day. I was planning on a month.
A month? Bob, we have a show to do. One day is all the time we have.
Yeah, but that's not enough time. Well, when I go on a vacation, I want to be able to get badly sunburned and nearly drown and get ochre poison ivy and maybe a snake bite.
You want to do all those things?
Well, sure, Hal. There's no use going on a vacation if you're not going to have fun.
The choral group sings Night and Day.
Bow, 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 bow. Like the beat of the tom-tom, the tick of the clock, the drip, 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 the drip of the raindrops. Voices pleading, keep repeating you, 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 night and day.
You are the one. Beneath the moon, under the sun.
Whether near to me or far, no matter, darling, where you are,
I think of you
night
and day. Such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. Torment won't be through till I spend my life loving you. Let me spend my life. Let me spend my life. Let me spend my life making love to you.
Now, let us look back to the dejected Rover boys, whom we find dragging down the fifth floor of CBS on their way back to their office.
One day's vacation. I should go to that summer camp. That's what I should do.
For the last time, we couldn't go to a summer camp.
Yeah.
The only way we could go to a summer camp is if we ran it.
Yeah, was it? Oh, boy. Just imagine if you and I ran a summer camp, huh?
Well, go ahead and imagine it. Go on. Imagine we are running a summer camp.
Okay. I'll imagine, Al. I'm an imagine, and we're running a summer camp.
I'm an imagine till it hurts, Bob.
Boy, okay, I'm an imagining it, and I'm an imagine until it hurts.
Keeping an imagine it. Us running a summer camp.
Yeah.
I'm an imagine till it hurts.
Yeah. I'll imagine and it...
Ouch!
This month, thousands of red-blooded American boys, mentally and physically exhausted from 9 grueling months of ditching school, and painting picket signs for their teachers, will fill their sleeping bags with sleeping pills and eagerly depart for summer camps. Hordes of eager youngsters will swarm to the mountains to spend their summer vacations communing with nature.
Ah, gee, Tommy, look at the little bird over there in the tree. Isn't he pretty?
Yeah. Let's beat him with a rock.
Yes, these are the boys who will go to the summer camps nestled beside the tranquil blue waters of Mountain Lake. And the most famous of these boys' camps is run by the American boys' two greatest friends, Mess March and Kip Sweeney. Yes, Mess March, who said,
"We like to run the kind of a summer camp that keeps the boys active. Keep the boys moving around, we always say. Keep them moving around." Oh, yeah. Always have some activity going. Sweeney and I like to go along with the boys. We like to hike with them, ride with them, swim with them, chop wood with them, and climb with them.
And then there's March's partner, Sweeney, who says,
"I'm all perspiry."
And now, let us show you a typical day at the Sweeney and March Summer Camp for Boys.
All right, boys, up and at them, rise and shine. Time to greet the sun. Can't sleep all day, you know. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Must get up every morning at 4. Let's go now. Come on, fellas, up and at them. Remember, gang, all sleep and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All right, Jack, up and at them. Now, boys, we've assembled you here this morning to have... If I'd have known that bugler was going to blow, I'd have waited a while before that speech. Now, boys, we've assembled you here this morning to have a little talk with you. And Mr. Sweeney here would like to say a few words, too.
Who?
Now, boys...
Boys?
I think we need a little more discipline around camp.
Discipline?
Some of you boys don't get here fast enough when we blow the bugle.
Bugle?
Lack of discipline makes us angry. Now, boys.
Boys?
When the bugle blows, we want speed. Hear me, boys?
Boys?
Speed. More speed. And more speed. And more...
I'm getting all perspiring.
Now, boys, before we discuss today's activities, I'd like to take up on the disciplinary problems of the squad leaders. Do any of the squad leaders have any reports to make?
I have, sir.
Yes, Counselor Averback, what seems to be the trouble?
I caught one of my boys smoking with the lights on last night.
Oh. Which boy is that?
Little Jimmy here.
Little Jimmy, eh? Smoking with the lights on, eh, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
How old are you, Jimmy?
I'll be 2 in May, sir.
Well, Jimmy, smoking with the lights on is a very serious offense in camp. We don't like that in campers. Stunning your growth is your own business, but the light bill is mine.
Yes, sir.
Of course, you know now, Jimmy, I've got to discipline you. Mr. Averback, take Jimmy out and give him a little talking to.
Yes, sir.
Nothing serious, mind you. This is just his first offense.
Come along, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Now, boys, we'd like to start out today's activities with a little something new. Mr. Sweeney and I...
Ready! Aim! Fire!
That's a real talking to. Now, boys...
Bye, Jimmy!
Mr. Sweeney will explain our special activity for today. Mr. Sweeney.
Thank you. Boys, we're going to start today off with a nice little hike. We don't want to overdo it, so we'll only hike 175 miles to Indian Falls. Now, a round trip is 350 miles, which should get us back into camp about 3:30 in the morning. Now, for the hike to Indian Falls, we'll use standard Indian Falls hiking equipment, consisting of canteen, knapsack, and two Indians apiece. Now, boys, don't forget to bring your scout hatchets, because after we arrive at the falls and have our little swim, we're going to hold the intramural axe fight. And the prize will be a box of Band-Aids.
Hey, when do we eat?
Eat? What?
Yeah, we've been up since 4 this morning. We ain't had breakfast yet.
Let me handle this, Sweeney. Boys, the one thing we pride ourselves on at this camp is turning out young boys with firm, lean bodies. And the only sure way to achieve that is no breakfast, no lunch, and no dinner. The one thing I won't stand for in this camp is a boy that's overweight.
Nuts.
Who said that?
I did.
How old are you?
14.
How much do you weigh?
105 pounds.
How much did you weigh when you were born?
5 pounds.
There you are. You're 100 pounds overweight. Now get back in the line and listen to Mr. Sweeney.
All right now, boys. Before we leave for the hike, one more word about swimming. When we get to Indian Falls, we're going to swim in the same place as last time. Some of you old campers will remember the spot. It's the pool with the alligators and quicksand. Nothing to fear, mind you, because we're going to use the buddy system. Now, this is how it works. We're going to use the buddy system. You'll pick a partner and swim with him. If he gets eaten by an alligator, you immediately report it to me and give me his name, and then I'll report the alligator to the ranger. All right, hikers. Ready now with the equipment. Ready? Mount packs. Ready along the line.
Ready along the line.
Ready along the line.
Ready along the line.
All right, hikers. March.
Back in camp already, huh?
Yes, we had a nice 23 and a half hour hike.
How'd the hike go?
Oh, fine.
Boy's pretty tired.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, little souls are dead.
How many?
7.
Well, it's just about time for lights out, isn't it?
I think so.
Now, what time is it?
It's 4:05.
Now, let's tuck the little fellows in.
Wee hours of the morning.
Yeah. All right, fellas. Boys. Have to get into bed now. It's been a long day today. That's the boys. Under the covers now. Yeah, that's it.
And, fellas, be sure and put your cigars out. We don't want any fires tonight.
Oh, just look at them there. Aren't they sweet? It's been a big day.
Come on. Let's tiptoe out.
Yeah, let's do it.
Next week, same time, same station, Columbia will present the Sweeney and March program with Les Gluskin and his orchestra. Here now are Bob and Hal.
Well, Bob, is there anyone you want to say goodnight to?
Well, Hal, I'd like to say goodnight to all the people who live in houses made of glass brick.
All right, go ahead.
Goodnight, people who live in houses made out of glass brick. I'll be seeing you.
Goodnight, everybody.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.